Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hello. Welcome to the Church of Spenceology podcast, episode 15. I am Spence, and you would figure 15 episodes in that we'd have like a produced element open piece with an announcer person and things like that. But it's important for you to know and remember that I'm recording this from a closet in a room in my house that I refer to the studio, which amounts to no more than Pro Tools on an iMac and the aforementioned microphone in the studio. Oh, in addition, boxes of my wife's books and wall hangings that we never seem to put back on the wall after the walls were painted. So that gives you a good mental picture. I will say this, the Church of Spenceology podcast is an opportunity for me, Spence, who is part of the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC here in Las Vegas, along with Chet and Kayla and little Jess, for me to expound on things that we don't have time to do necessarily on a Top 40 morning show. So thank you for taking the time to download, listen, and so on and so forth to the Church of Spenceology podcast. Today, we are going to tell you about the Miracle, Wallet. I lost my wallet after a hockey game, and I got it back. And the story is pretty amazing. We'll also discuss the DoorDash guy that sucked down your cookies and cream milkshake right in front of your doorbell ring camera. You know this has been going on for years, right? In addition to that, a song of the week titled "I Take a Picture of My Food" for all of you jackasses posting pictures of your fettuccine Alfredo and your chicken parm on your Insta story. And today's podcast is brought to you by The Ladder. But first, a new feature titled "Rich and Famous A-Hole of the Day."
Rich and Famous A-Hole of the Day.
Like that. We can't take the time to put together a, you know, full-on introduction for the podcast, but we can make that stupid thing. I've decided that this is a featurette. The Rich and Famous A-Hole of the Day. It's a featurette on the Church of Spenceology podcast. So, very easily, the Rich and Famous A-Hole of the Day could be Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman, who, through adoring fans and people screaming and signing autographs, went into federal court about the college admissions scandal. And by the way, they're rich, white, famous people. They're not going to do any jail time. They're really, actually, besides a little slip, a slap on the wrist, nothing's going to happen to them. I'm angry about that. You might be as well, but I just am trying to prepare myself that nothing's really going to come of it. But instead of those two, which is an easy target, how about Grant Gustin, the star of Flash on the CW? Yes, the CW still exists. It's cable channel. So, we all know the rules. We all know that this has been going on for some time. You can't smoke on an airplane, all right? They've made it very clear. There are signs. We all know you can't smoke on the plane. They also now make clear that you also can't vape on the plane. We all know this. But the rules don't apply to the rich and famous, do they? Especially when you're the star of Flash on the CW and your name is Grant Gustin. You might know him from Glee. He was on that as well. So Grant is on the flight from LA to Vancouver. I guess this is a common flight because a lot of series and movies are filmed in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Grant is the Flash. So Grant decides that soon after takeoff, he has got to vape. Now, I want to say this. In my opinion, most people that vape are douchers. Okay? Now, I understand there are those that have used vaping to quit smoking cigarettes, and at least they're not sucking harmful, poisonous chemicals from tobacco into their lungs and exhaling and giving us the secondhand smoke. It seems to be out from the FDA or whomever that governs this kind of thing that vaping isn't as bad, I have a feeling that it will be determined at some point that it's just not good for you. Maybe it's not as bad as cigarette smoke. But Grant Gustin, star of The Flash on the CW, could not wait for that long flight to Vancouver. Was it 3-4 hours? He had to have a smoke. So he goes into the bathroom, which that's where they used to smoke back in the 70s, I guess. And smoke or vape came out from under the door. The alarm went off. Witnesses say the smoke was so intense that it seeped into the cockpit, and the captain and co-pilot were forced to wear oxygen masks. You could just imagine they're sitting up there. Charlie, I appear we have smoke. Yes, and it smells delicious, like cotton candy. We must put on our oxygen masks. And I will say this. I've been on flights where someone opened the door to the bathroom, and it was not nearly as pleasant as cotton candy vape. Okay? I think you know what I'm saying. So a flight attendant then confronted Grant Gustin, star of Flash on the CW, and confiscated his vape pen. Give me that, you. The plane wasn't diverted, but Grant was detained by Canadian authorities after landing in Vancouver. He got off with a warning. Why? Because he's white, famous, and rich. That's what happens when you're white, famous, and rich. Apparently, Grant has not commented, but someone on the plane said he admitted to vaping and said he just wanted to relax. I understand that. It can be quite difficult to relax on a flight, especially if flying makes you nervous. Now, you can go into the airplane bathroom and do other things to relax that aren't strictly prohibited by different graphics and, you know, flight attendants announcing that you can't smoke on the plane. So, our honorary rich and famous a-hole of the day is the star of Flash on CW, Grant Gustin. You can't vape on a plane, a-hole!
Rich and famous a-hole of the day!
The story of the miracle wallet, and we'll talk about that DoorDash guy sucking down your cookies and cream shake right in front of your own door. Coming up on the Church of Spenceology podcast, episode 15, brought to you by The Ladder.
Attention, citizens of Central America and Mexico looking to come to the United States. You may have heard that the U.S. is planning a great wall to be built along Mexico's northern border. Travel plans dashed? Think again. Introducing The Ladder. Made of durable space-age aluminum, your ladder will help you scale any wall you desire. Simply lean the ladder against the wall and climb over it. It's that simple. Ladders do not protect you from Border Patrol, barbed wire, or those who want to harm you who also know how to use a ladder. A second ladder may be necessary to get down from the top of any wall you plan to climb over. Remember, never climb or stand on the top step. Do not walk under any ladder as you may encounter a significant amount of bad luck. Coming to America, bring a ladder. You can't leave Mexico without it. Ladders, helping people climb over walls since 8,000 BC.
Hello, I'm Spence. This is the Church of Spenceology podcast, and it happens to be episode 15. We have to talk about the DoorDash guy who was caught sucking down somebody's delicious cookies and cream shake from Cold Stone. Now, I'm paraphrasing the story. I read it a few days ago, and I can just tell you this. Somebody ordered the Cold Stone, delicious, and I believe it was DoorDash. But whether it was Grubhub or you know, Postmates, doesn't matter. Guy shows up. He's getting ready to deliver the food. And they catch him on the Ring doorbell cam, putting his mouth on the straw of the shake, sucking down some delicious Cold Stone cookies and cream shake right there as he's getting ready to deliver it. So I don't know if the person that was receiving the shake, whether they were watching him at the time or whether they got the shake and went, man, Cold Stone is straight slipping. There's usually a lot more in this cup than that. But it brings to mind the risk involved in using any type of food delivery service, because this can happen very easily. And in just a second, I'll tell you, I've done this. No, I haven't put my mouth on your straw, but I've done this in a similar sense. And no, I've not worked for a food delivery company. Well, Domino's Pizza back in the day, but I didn't do anything there. But there's a story. I'll get to that in just a second. The issue at hand is, this is a violation of your trust, A. B, it's stealing. He stole at least a mouthful of your delicious Cold Stone Creamy Cookies and Cream Shake? And is it assault because his mouth has been on your straw? That is nasty. You don't know this guy. But I have to believe this has been going on forever, even before the deliver by app food companies. Because, you know, people delivered food, pizzas, Chinese food for years. Who's to say that those people didn't try the food there as well? Now, the difference is this. When I worked at Domino's, and you work at any place like that, after a while, the last thing you want is Domino's. Because you eat pizza every day you work. That's what you do. If you work Chinese food, you're like, okay, I've had this. When you work a food delivery app service like a Grubhub or whatever, it's a buffet. You could go to work and go, man, today I'm going to have pizza. I'm going to have a burger. I'm going to have chicken fingers. I'm going to have a shake. I'm going to have pasta. Ooh, I'm going to have Chinese. And I can imagine if you didn't get to eat something before going on shift at the DoorDash, that you're like, oh, God, I hope somebody orders Thai today. I could really use some Thai, you know? So what scares me the most about this is that this guy didn't get caught on his first time. You know this, right? Nobody ever gets caught doing something wrong the first time. It never happens. So this guy has put his mouth on countless straws of countless delicious Cold Stone Creamery cookies and cream shakes since he's probably been employed there. He felt comfortable, ignored the Ring doorbell cam, and sucked down a shake that wasn't his. It's on a much bigger scale. Those Catholic priests that were doing bad things, they didn't get caught on the first time. They'd been doing it for years. So how many straws has this guy put his mouth on? And by the way, that means you've pretty much tongue-kissed this guy. If you ordered from DoorDash and you got a delicious Cold Stone Creamery cookies and cream shake, one of these times I'll say it right. Okay, and this also brings to mind, I've never seen in my entire life a skinny food delivery guy. Which now it makes sense. It makes total sense. And the thing is, the integrity of the whole system comes into question. You are not going to want to order food from a company like that off your app if you believe that the dude delivering the food has put his nasty mouth on your food. It can destroy the whole thing. It's like gambling in Las Vegas. If you believe, a story came out that the video poker machines were rigged, you wouldn't gamble again because you knew already. And by the way, with Keno, I'm just going to say this. I'm not going to say they're rigged, but why is it if I'm going for a six spot and I get five of the six, that the very next ball dealt is the number that I needed to make the six spot? Think about that. And I've always believed it's one of them smart-ass IT guys that are all smarter than we are, and they're just sitting there, and they know it's happening, and the minute that ball comes up on the second card after you've lost the six spot, they just go, idiot. And they're sitting in their offices with their pencil protectors and their glasses with the broken rims, giggling their asses off. But it really can ruin the integrity of the system. I'm not really a food app delivery guy, but it's going to make me question whether or not someone has put their mouth on the food that I ordered. And I tell you this because I've done this. Back in the day, we did a lunch delivery. Okay, we would pick an office and the morning show would drive out and deliver prizes and delicious food to whichever office. At the time, I was 25 pounds heavier and a big fan of Claim Jumper black tie pasta. I haven't had it in years, and it's only through sheer willpower I haven't, because it might be the greatest thing on the planet. And in fact, if I ever commit murder and go to the chair, my final meal will include Claim Jumper's black tie pasta and maybe the pretzels with the cheese dipping sauce. So we would have this giant pan that we'd pick up from Claim Jumper, and we'd take it. Now, I never put my mouth on somebody else's food. Let's be clear on that. But what I would do in the back of the van is I'd peel open the tray and I'd take a big spoon and I'd grab my share. I'd take it and put it on a plate. And while going to the office in question, I'd enjoy some of that black tie pasta. I never would eat out of the pan. I never would take a fork that had my spit on it, put it back in. I would take the serving spoon and I would smooth it over. I'd make it look like nothing ever happened. So when the office got it, they had no idea I already dug in, because even though we were bringing them food, we couldn't expect them to invite us to have a plate. They never did that. It was black tie pasta. It was my weakness. I did it. But I am different. I am different than the Cold Stone Creamery mouth on the straw shake guy. Different. I'm just saying, it's something to think about when you do order off a food app delivery, that quite possibly that guy is eating your food. And possibly not as polite as me, just digging right in and putting their mouth on your stuff. Something to think about. Coming up in just a second on the Church of Spenstology podcast, I will tell you the story of the Miracle Wallet.
The Miracle Wallet.
But first, a song of the week for all you Instastory idiots posting videos of your chicken parm. It's I Take a Picture of My Food.
Man, you all know me. I am a bit of a foodie. So whether I'm at an expensive bistro on the strip or creating culinary masterpieces from the confines of my own kitchen, you know I'm posting pics of it on social media. Yeah, because I take a picture of my food in a restaurant. I take a picture of my food. A flaky fresh croissant. I take a picture of my food. A steak well done. I take a picture of my food. A creamy caramel flan. I take a picture of my food. Some avocado toast. I take a picture of my food. Delicious Yankee pot roast. I take a picture of my food. Yeah, you know I'm gonna post. I take a picture of my food. And the caption reads, nom nom nom, nom nom nom, nom nom nom, nom nom nom. I made it, baked it, I created. Before I ate it, I displayed it, placed it on a nice plate. And with my iPhone 8, damn straight, it looks great. A pic I take it, face it. Yeah, it looks tasty. I know you wanna taste it. I take a picture of my food. The food I cook is really good. Just take a look at the pics I took. The food I cook is really good. Just take a look at the pics I took. You will be hooked on the food I cook when I post pics I took on Facebook. I got 11 likes and one share. I take a picture of my food. Shrimp Alfredo. I take a picture of my food. A Roberto's burrito. I take a picture of my food. Some Alaskan king crab. I take a picture of my food. And I post it on Snapchat. I take a picture of my food. Yeah, baked apple fritters. I take a picture of my food. Gonna see it on my Twitter. I take a picture of my food. Your pet pics bore me. See my chicken cacciatore in all of its glory on my Insta story. I take a picture of my food. And the caption reads, nom nom nom, nom nom nom, nom nom nom, nom nom nom.
Man, if photographs of food were not supposed to be on social media, then why do they call it a social media feed?
I take a picture of my food.
It is the Church of Spenceology podcast. That is the song of the week. I take a picture of my food every Friday at 8:05. A new song, be it original or a parody, we play on the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC. My name is Spence. This is the Church of Spenceology podcast. And let me tell you a story of the Miracle Wallet.
The Miracle Wallet.
I go to a hockey game the other night, and I take a shuttle from McMullen's Pub, which is Trop and Cameron by the Orleans. And I wear my jersey to the game, but I never wear it in the car. And the reason is the seatbelt rubs against the logo patch in the front of the jersey and it frays it. It's not that big a deal, but it bothers me. I spent a lot of money on the jersey. I don't want it ruined. So as I'm getting off the shuttle, I got to tip Aubrey, the guy who drives the shuttle. So my wallet, I give him $5. My wallet is just a basic fold, okay? You know, the driver's license is in a slot in the front with a clear plastic cover so you can see it. And then inside the wallet, you know, all the normal slots for credit cards and health cards and so on and so forth. And then it has a clip in the middle that lifts up. So you can put cash in the middle of the fold, and then it'll hold it in place somewhat. It's not like the grip of death, but it holds it there in place somewhat. So I head to my car, but for whatever reason, I don't put my wallet back in my pocket, because that would make sense. I get to my car, and I place the wallet on the roof of my car. I take my ball cap off. I put the ball cap on top of the wallet. I remove my jersey and throw it into the back of the car. Then I grab my hat, place hat upon my head, and enter my vehicle. La la la, la la la. Start driving home. The drive is about 15 minutes. About 14 and a half minutes into it, I start to panic because I'm looking around and my wallet is not where I leave it in the center console of my car. And I'm like, where's my wallet? Where's my wallet? And I'm trying to think, well, how did I do it? I'm checking my pockets and I'm checking the sides. Maybe it fell down here. Or maybe it's under the seat. Maybe it's in the jersey somehow. It's not in there. And then I start to think, when you took the jersey off, you put the wallet on the roof of the car. So my wallet's gone. It's now 10 o'clock at night. Obviously on the Chet Buchanan Show, I got to get up at 4 in the morning. You know, I'm not going to drive back. Because I still don't know if I somehow did something else with it. It's a theory that I left it on the roof of the car. I, of course, then have to go through every credit card and bank card and call and cancel those cards. Because I don't want to say that Trop and Cameron by the Orleans is a bad part of town. But it has its moments. There are those that work the streets, that frequent that area. And I don't believe that my wallet will be handed in, okay? So I'm going to cancel the cards. That's fine. Bit of a pain in the ass. But the biggest pain in the ass is the driver's license. See, here you can go online and you can get a replacement driver's license. It's really not that big a deal. But on the online account, your username is basically your driver's license number. Okay? I don't know about you, but I don't know my driver's license number. It's not memorized like my social security number or my phone number. I don't know it. So I can't go online and order a replacement because I don't know the number. Why don't I know the number? Because I don't have my wallet. Because the number's on my license that's in the wallet that I left on the roof of my car. So I then call the bar, say, has a wallet been turned in? No. They actually go out and check the parking lot to see if it somehow came off there. I'm guessing the wallet's gone. I'm now calling people that may have my driver's license number. Like the guy that handled my mortgage for my house. He's got to have it in his paperwork somewhere, right? They take that down. I even went to my HR lady. I'm like, hey, and no, I moved here from Washington. So they have my Washington ID. They don't have my current ID. So we go on the air on the Chet Buchanan Show about 8 o'clock. And we start talking about, and I tell the same story I just told you. I just want to retrace my steps. So we agree that I can leave the show and go look for my wallet. And again, now this has been 10 hours since I lost the wallet. So the odds of it being on the ground or somewhere where somebody hasn't picked it up or taken it or it's pretty astronomical. I walk out to my car to go and I look at my phone and I got an email from this dude, Anthony, who says, Spence, found your wallet. I'm going into a meeting. Text me. And we'll figure out how to get it back to you. Like, no way! How'd he find the wallet? So get this. Anthony works at a sign shop in that same neighborhood on Arville and Tropicana, basically. He hears us talking about me losing my wallet and where it was. Trop and Cameron by McMullen, so on and so forth. He hears it and he's on his way to work and he goes, you know what? I'll take a different route to work. And instead of going to Arville to my office, I'll go to Cameron. He makes a right off of Tropicana as he is heading east, goes to Cameron, and he looks ahead. He goes, my God, that's Spence's wallet. There's a wallet in the street. Pulls his truck over to the side, up onto the curb, goes into the street, and lo and behold, finds my wallet. Now, it's been run over by countless vehicles throughout the past 10 hours. But it's no worse for wear. The driver's license is in the pocket in the front with a clear plastic top so you can see it. And inside are the things that were in there, minus a few things. So we talk to each other, and I go down to his sign shop, and he gives me the wallet. Now, there are things missing. The cash is gone. Do I think that Anthony took it? No, obviously not. Anthony doesn't care. Anthony's not going to take it. He's been listening to the show forever. He's a good guy. More than likely, the wallet was run over repeatedly, and at some point it flipped out. The little clip that held the money came loose. The money flew out. It was windy. It was gone. And there were a couple of cards missing from the wallet, which made me go, okay, well, maybe somebody picked it up, took the cards, and threw the wallet, which is possible. Anthony says, let's go. I'll take you back where it was. So we drive two or three blocks from his office, and we go to the exact place where he picked up the wallet. And there are the other cards. An American Express card, my health card, all the cards that somehow came out of the wallet because it was run over by who knows how many cars. But everything that was in my wallet, minus the cash, is all right there. Again, 10 hours after I lost it, and this was, 8:30, 9 o'clock by the time I went to pick it up, nobody stopped to pick up the wallet. Nobody even figured out what it was. Now, Tropicana is a very busy street, obviously. Cameron, though, goes into an industrial area. It's not as traveled by foot traffic or otherwise, especially at night. But how lucky is this guy that I got my wallet back and everything in it? Now, the cards have all been canceled, and I have no access to cash. In fact, I'm gonna open up like a GoFundMe just to get some money so I can get lunch during the day, because I can't get access to money anywhere. I don't have any bank cards or anything. In fact, I offered Anthony I'd buy him lunch when I went to get the wallet, and then I realized I can't really buy him lunch, can I? I don't have any money. But thank you, Anthony, and what an amazing story, the miracle wallet, and just lucky, man. And by the way, it was my fault. It's good to hear. It's good to know that I didn't, that it wasn't stolen, or there was no, you know, somebody taking the cards and frauding me and that kind of thing. So pretty good. Anthony, you're the best. This has been the Church of Spenceology podcast. And my name is Spence. Work mornings with the Chet Buchanan Show with Chet and Kayla and little Jess. We're on weekdays from 5:30 to 10 every day here in Las Vegas. You can also catch us on the radio.com app. Would love to have you follow me on all the socials, Instagram and Twitter. Look for me under Spenceology, Spenceetology. And thank you again for listening to the Church of Spenceology podcast. Have a great day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.